The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
You and I go to preaching services with certain motivations and desires. We want and have a sense of need for various contents in the sermons presented from the pulpit. The other morning as I read the Bible, I realized it is valid and perhaps vital to ask ourselves, what kind of preaching do I relish? Frankly, the human tendency is to settle down in a church service with a desire for relaxation, for soothing from the pulpit, for approval expressed by the preacher, for encouragement. Basically, we want to settle down desiring that which contributes to our comfort spiritually. But what does the Bible say about those desires? 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4 begin, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." What is this passage talking about? Well, it's giving us the characteristics of the end times, negative characteristics. What a vivid description is presented here. Listen to some of the condemning phrases and see if they don't apply to you and to me in our church going. There is the phrase, "heaping to themselves teachers." To themselves. That indicates that we can choose and listen according to the type teacher we want. To themselves. Indicates a choosing and listening according to the contents which meet with our approval. And then there's the phrase, "having itching ears." Well, this indicates an eagerness to hear, but it also indicates ears predisposed as far as receptivity is concerned. More, there's the phrase, "after their own lusts." This indicates wanting a preacher or teacher to feed our personal desire, our personal bent. Lust? That's a hard word, indicating sensual desires which feed the flesh. And then the scripture goes on, "and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Now this indicates that turning away is a personal choice, and turning unto fables will be the tragic result or consequence of that choice. Well then, what should I desire from preaching? 2 Timothy 3:16 answers that. Where it speaks about scripture being given by inspiration of God and being profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. Those are the things we should desire. Scriptural preaching. Tough preaching. Those are the desires of the growing Christian, and those desires must be supernaturally implanted in our hearts. If you and I have the proper desires for scriptural preaching, if we listen and receive sound, solid preaching from the Word, we'll be helped. Helped toward being rightly equipped for godly living.
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters-Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.